fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 15th day of June, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin with the Pledge of Allegiance, which should be said in every public and private school, every school day of the year. Absolutely, it should. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prep tip of the day is to inspect all your foot gear, obviously your summer foot gear to wear this summer, winter foot gear for next year, make sure it's in good condition, ready to go. And I do something that is not done anywhere else in alternate media. I recommend the kind of socks you should wear. That would be merino wool socks. Whether it's 10 below or 110 above, I wear my merino wool socks. My feet stay comfortably cool and correct temperature, I should say, all year long. With patient Wayne Negrino, my friend Kirk Finney. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution, manufacturing a complete line of water filters, including the one we like to focus on a lot. That would be the ReadyPure countertop gravity feed water filter, which instead of the fragile, and it is fragile because I've seen them broken, plastic spigot on Berkey's, this one has a solid metal spigot which will last for decades. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. Where has June gone? My goodness.
Well, it's half over, and the year will be half over in about 2 weeks. Of course, the presidential race is heating up. And this past Tuesday, we saw something that was very humiliating, giving us genuinely, not theoretically, but genuinely putting us in the same category as many third world countries, where the sitting dictator puts his opposition party leader in jail. It's very humiliating, I think. What do you think, Kirk?
Oh, I just think it's part and parcel of everything that's going on now. I think that they've got the, you know, bulk of the population, you know, uneducated to the point where they can get away with almost anything. And what we're seeing now is just a continuous display of their unwillingness to believe that America will do anything about it. I think they think that they're beyond reproach in anything they do. They'll get away with. They control the major law enforcement, you know, in this country, and many of the local ones as well, you know, through their financial hold. And it's just, it really is a shame. I mean, we're getting to the point now where we're going to have to really look seriously at where we go, you know, from this point, because I don't know that I can continue based on what we see, you know, happening every day. And the latest revelations, obviously, you had a great discussion the other day on the internet, you know, regarding, you know, the child abuse, what's happening there. And, you know, California sanctioning, you know, that behavior to the point where they're opening it up to other people. And then, you know, yeah, I mean, we can run in there with operators and we can save children if the financial backing is there. The problem is that now you're against the local government and all the laws that they have, you know, will bend to them and you'll become a criminal, you know, for going in there and trying to protect parents' rights, or the parents will. And it's just absolutely insane. I mean, this thing has gotten out of control. You know, my question is, where do we go from here?
Well, I saw a glimmer of hope in that regard. A middle school up, I believe, in Massachusetts. The middle school students and typically would be a 6th, 7th, 8th, or 7th, 8th, 9th, middle school, grades vary. Regardless, the middle school students were instructed to wear the pride colors to school to celebrate homosexuality. And participate in activities to celebrate homosexual activity. Instead, a group of these students were wearing red, white, and blue, some wearing black, and were publicly announcing that their pronouns were USA, USA, throwing the pride flags and pride stickers down on the floor, tearing up the stickers, tearing up posters. And they got in a lot of trouble, but they've made nationwide headlines, nationwide news, for standing up against the mental illness of homosexuality. The school officials were very upset, of course, calling the anti-homosexual students disruptive. There was it looked like a school board meeting where they were blaming the parents on this, as if young teenager can't figure this out for themselves, that they're upset, that as if they need parental guidance to help them be upset that this agenda is being forced on them. So I hope that will be duplicated in middle schools and high schools around the country. What do you think, Kirk?
Yeah, that would be great. I mean, I'm just really, really glad that that I didn't expose any of my children to this garbage. And, you know, I feel really sorry for those that do. Obviously, there's members of my family that are involved, you know, in the local school. And it's just disgusting. I mean, to see what's going on. I mean, I was at a recent graduation, you know, in your state, John, in a more democratic area of your state. And, you know, you could see the underpinnings and the undertones of how this is affecting literally everyone. And it just takes a lot of guts, you know, to stand up against this. And it takes a higher form of education that's not offered, you know, typically. The problem is people are not educated on, you know, the teachings of Christ and God and how those teachings affect our life and our freedom. They're not taught any of this, so they can be, you know, whisked around with whatever the latest teaching is, you know, the latest indoctrination. And that's what we're seeing. You know, the average person would sit back and say, well, you know, a lot of these people, you know, they're for people's rights and they want people to have freedom and rights. And they don't want children that are confused about their sexuality, you know, to be abused. And that's why they're defending all of this. And that's the pitch. And I understand that. The problem is the powers that be that are behind these moves are using it as a control mechanism to dumb down and stupid down the population and move people away from Christ and God's teaching so that they can bring in their control mechanisms. And that's all this is. These people in power don't give a care about people's rights or protection of children. You know, none of this is the truth. The truth is that this is an out-and-out control move in order to get to a point where people can't fight back and they're completely enclosed with this power structure, which is backed by all of this technology. Believe me, these tech companies have not come up with this whole system that we see online, with the social and all that. They haven't done that to benefit us. They're not installing these high-speed power lines all around America to benefit the people. That's not what this is. They're snapping a control grid into place so that they can create a panopticon control system. And you can call it and term it what you want, you know, communism, socialism, Muslims. It doesn't matter what the enemy is that you throw out there. Whatever your definition is, it's not going to be sufficient to understand the horror that we're about to encounter.
Well, we're already encountering it.
Yeah. Now, yeah, I agree.
I live in Crawford County, Missouri. It's a rural county with a relatively low population. I don't know what the population of the county is, maybe 20,000 or less. And the local school public library in Steelville wanted to have homosexual story time for children. The response by the community was immediate outrage. Threats of violence were made against the library staff and board of directors for coming up with this. The decision was made to not have homosexual story time for children at the Steelville Library. Now we have a controversy about the appointment of a new library board member, and part of the county wants to make sure that this doesn't happen again, and of course part of the county wants to see it happen again. So there's controversy even at this level, this far away from the liberal city of St. Louis or Kansas City. It's literally putting members of our community against each other, which I regret that and sad to see it happen. On one hand, on the other, these parents are going to make sure their children are protected. And the library should be a safe place for all children to go and all parents to go, where there's not these bizarre, freakish beliefs being promoted. It's a nationwide problem, don't you think, Kirk?
Oh, I agree. I mean, there was a wonderful interview that Mike Adams did in the last day or so, interviewing a fellow from the Netherlands who was talking about, you know, the child abuse, the child sex trafficking, what they're teaching, how they're teaching, why they're teaching. And it was very, very revealing. I'm only about halfway through that interview, but I mean, it's shocking to understand the viewpoint of these people, and they're pushing it everywhere, you know, all across the world. And it's an absolute fight. You know, it's terrible. I mean, all of us, we have to stand up against this. And I don't know what form that takes, whether we're even more active in school boards, you know, locally. But something has to be done to mount a serious fight against this. And I'm not sure that it matters at this point, you know, who's in the Congress and who isn't. I think the people need to rise up in some fashion and protest this 100%. There needs to be some kind of a major effort to do that. I know Hagman and Randy Taylor are trying to put something together. Hopefully they can keep that secure. Nobody wants to become part of a list like that for obvious reasons. But we'll see. We'll see as time goes on. But it's definitely getting very dicey. I mean, that's the word that I feel. I mean, I called you yesterday. I told you about the helicopters that were hovering over my property for about 20 minutes. It was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen in my life. I mean, I spent 4.5 years in the military, and I have some experience, not like you do with aircraft. But nonetheless, I mean, I have never seen two military helicopters hovering like that for 20 minutes over a private area, never in my life. And you know, they were facing a certain direction. It was north, west, I thought. And then later, about an hour later, then there were three that came and did the same thing, you know, that were in a holding formation, like they were looking to protect something. I thought it was really strange. I don't know if anybody else has ever experienced that. I can't believe that we'd be part of some kind of a military operation here, you know, where we live. But evidently that must have been the case.
Well, in Missouri, every September for years, the Missouri National Guard had the helicopters up looking for marijuana growing because that was harvest time. So they try to get the helicopters up just before the harvest in early to mid-September. I haven't seen that for a while. Of course, marijuana is now legal in the state of Missouri for all purposes.
Right.
It's being grown legally in these large facilities. In fact, there's a facility in Cuba, Missouri, in Crawford County. I think it's either open or growing or close to being ready to grow the marijuana hemp for human consumption. Let's see. We got a caller on hold here, Kirk. We got Mark in Georgia. Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, good morning, Kirk. Chances are I've had this happen to me in the past. They were scanning your property and your house to see what rooms, where the doors were, what the entries were. I became a big fish and a thorn in the side going to protest a while back. I had to lay off because it got to the point where I was being followed all the time from just a regular sheriff's car every time I drove home from work. It was like a 45-minute drive, and I would pick up a tail at a certain point for like 6 months. But anyway, one day I basically had, or one night, basically I had a helicopter show up at like 3 in the morning, and its skids were like probably 20 feet off the corner of the house, and no lights going on except for the little red tail light or whatever. And it was a sheriff's helicopter, though. But and I'm thinking, I'm like, wow, somebody, you know, we lived kind of close to a jail. I'm like, what, did somebody escape from jail? Are they hiding in my, like, tool shed or something like that? So I walk outside, but when I go to the front door, I'm expecting to see, like, cop cars with, like, red and blue lights all over the place, like they're looking for this guy.
Right.
No, the thing, so I walk out there, and the wind's underneath me, and I'm walking, and I'm underneath the thing, and I'm holding my hands up. I'm like, what the heck are you guys doing? And they kind of fly away. I try to go to bed. 30 minutes later, they're back. So I walk outside again. I'm like, what the heck? They fly away. Another 30 minutes later, they're back. And this time, I didn't even, like, I went and reached for a camcorder. And as soon as I went into the closet and grabbed a camcorder, they had already saw me reaching for the camera device, and they started flying away.
Right.
So they were scanning. They were scanning. And I was thoroughly expecting, like, at some point in my life, a flash grenade going off in the middle of the night and me being cuffed and stuffed and who right. knows, whatever. But that's what they were doing.
It's interesting, Mark, about. Because these helicopters were not right on top of us. I mean, I'm guessing they were probably still maybe at least a half a mile away. And they were fairly high. I mean, I had trouble, you know, zooming in, you know, with my camera to see it. So it wasn't like they were right on top of us. And these were definitely military helicopters. They were not a sheriff's department helicopter, from what I could tell anyway. I don't know, John, I sent you some clips. Maybe you can expand the photos and video and look at them more closely. And based on the shapes, maybe you can tell what they were. But I find it hard to believe that I would have that kind of notoriety. I mean, we're certainly not doing anything illegal, nor have we ever, you know, on our property. So I really doubt that it's against me. I think it's just happenstance.
It could be the protocols are different between a sheriff's department and what the military is going to do. But anyway, that was my experience, and good luck.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Mark. We appreciate it. Call number is 512-248-8252. We got our first break coming up here. After the break, if there's any specials going on with Water Revolution, that'd be a good time to hear about those, Kirk. We talk, at least I talk a lot about people getting active in their communities. And things I have not mentioned would be library boards. Now, that's going to vary from jurisdiction to jurisdiction, how people get on these boards. In my area, it's an appointment by the county commission. And locally, we had a candidate supported by the existing board members who wanted to bring in the homosexual story time, who was not a certified librarian, and another candidate supported by some folks in the county who was a librarian. And ironically, they want to give it to the non-librarian who would be working with the other two members who support the Homosexual Story Hour. Here's our break. We'll break back.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS. This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What?
Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, no. How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. The Father's Day sale of energy cleansers is in effect right now until midnight the 19th, $25 off energy cleansers, 25% off mattress pads. You can place your order right there at my website using PayPal at thelibertyman.com. Or call my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Kirk Finney, the proprietor of Water Revolution, a complete line of water filters manufactured in a beautiful state of North Carolina. And do you have any specials you can tell our listeners about here, Kirk?
We do. We've got our normal $100 off on our Ready Pure unit, no matter how many units you buy. And we obviously recommend one unit for every 2 to 3 adults. I'll tell you what, folks, that unit is absolutely superior to anything else on the market. And you have the ability with our technology to actually create the energized water with those gravity-fed units as well, which is something that no one else offers. We also have our under-counter. It's more of an economical unit. It's called the Mod Water, and it installs in about 15 minutes underneath your sink. It does not require the use of a separate faucet. It's unique in that manner, and it hooks directly into the cold water supply line using those stainless steel braided compression tubes that come with the unit. And you're able to create the purified alkaline antioxidant water directly at your tap with this unit called Mod Water. And it's, I think it's $150 off on the special. So I think the finished cost is about $295. Phenomenal value. And that's going to happen through the middle of next week. So call and order that today while that special is still available.
All right. Well, Kirk, the underlying foundation behind all this culture war going on is the international communist conspiracy. It's clearly outlined in the goals of the Communist Party that they want to destroy the West, Western civilization, in a number of ways. One of them is with this introduction of these bizarre mentally ill sexual behaviors. And they've had quite a bit of success. There's always been homosexuality, typically somewhere between 1 and 3% of any given population going back for a millennium. That's not news. What's news is attempting to make this aberration normal. That's what's news. And attempting to influence vulnerable youngsters who are maybe somewhat confused about their sexuality and lead them in a direction that they would never be led in without this outside influence. It's very harmful to our society, don't you think?
Oh, it's terrible. I mean, you know, the biggest problem is like you say, the confusion and the distraction, you know, and the problems that all of it brings. And it benefits them immensely because they're looking to, you know, really slim down the population by, I think it's 75% or 80%. And this is one way to do it. I mean, if you can foster relationships where people can't procreate. And, you know, we were told when we were younger that there was a population explosion and this was going to be a problem because the earth couldn't support, you know, all these people. And yet over the last 40 years or 50 years, we've had declining populations almost everywhere in the world. They're not telling us the truth on those numbers here in the U.S. because once you can't produce 2.5 children per family, you're now going to decrease over time and distance. And we're seeing that happen right now in America. Of course, they're bringing in a lot of other folks from other countries. And it's very interesting because, you know, one of the things that I've been wrestling with the last few years was thinking, well, you know, how could they possibly use the military in the U.S. against the Americans? You know, most soldiers won't, you know, put up with that, even if they're ordered to do so. There were studies that they did that showed this. And yet now what we see happening is a lot of these folks that are coming across the border are being told that they can become citizens if they join the American military. And many of them, I understand, are doing that or in the process of doing that. So that's a pretty frightening prospect, too, is that we'll have a lot of, you know, non-natural born Americans or non-freedom conditioned Americans taking those roles in the U.S. military. You know, what's going to be the outcome of that in the next 3, 4, 5, you know, 10 years? It's a pretty scary prospect. But yeah, you know, I think it's just a matter of the ongoing war that's been happening for thousands of years against Satan and God. I mean, I think that's what we're experiencing right now, that all of these things have their roots and underpinnings, you know, in that model. I mean, that's what I believe.
Well, I agree with you, Kirk. And it's up to the parents and grandparents to insulate the children from this bizarre activity. Basically, get the kids out of these public schools. The public schools have an agenda, and it's not to educate children. It's something else. I have several sisters-in-laws, but one of them was a elementary school teacher. She said, John, I have enough books about American Indians that she's teaching like third or fourth grade that I could teach nothing but American Indians all day long, the entire school year. They've just covered up, and that's just one tiny example of the ways that the powers that be are distracting professionals who want to teach the basics, which is language skills and mathematics skills to these children, because that's the basis of all future knowledge and ability is language skills and mathematics, isn't it?
Yes, and missing also, you know, obviously civics and patriotism. I mean, how many children, you know, in even seventh grade could explain to you, you know, the supposed workings of our constitutional republic? I would guess very few.
Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'll be speaking at the next Red Pill University Expo. That'll be the second weekend of August. Details and tickets available at thelibertyman.com. The Father's Day sale of energy cleaners is in effect right now until midnight the 19th. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. You place your order, you pay full price. I do the sale price refund manually. You can place your orders using PayPal at thelibertyman.com or call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Kirk Finney, the proprietor of Water Revolution, and there's a nice $100 discount on each piece of equipment when you buy that through thelibertyman.com. Kirk, we got a caller on hold here. We got James in Vancouver, Canada. Morning, James.
Yes, good morning. I think that...
if they're willing to fly helicopters and hover over people's houses for no good reason. These are private individuals with no criminal background. That's just the first step to carrying out other plans. And if they've promised these wetbacks that they're going to have citizenship if they join the military and do what they're told, these people that are illegals will do just exactly what they're told to do. Now, when I was living in China for 2 years, I was working with the Communist Party people every day. And one guy said to me, well, you know, when I was a student back in the 1950s, my job was to get rid of the landlords. Or deal. He didn't say it that way. He said, deal with the landlords, if I remember correctly. His job was to kill landlords. And he was a young kid at the time, probably not much more than a teenager. But he thought he was doing the right thing because, well, you know, he had the revolutionary clothes on and it was rah, rah, rah. And so they are going to sic gangs on the American people in the same way. Back to you.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree completely, James. I think we're going to see that develop over the next few years. No question.
Yeah, because, you know, well, the helicopters were a mile away or something this time. And next time they'll be a little closer. So they're just getting people used to something so that, you know, when the crap really goes down, no one's doing anything about it.
See? Right.
And I mean, if you got helicopters 20 feet above you, what they did in Nam was use a bow and arrow, okay, with wire on it, right, and shoot that up through the props. See? It's not like you're using a surface-to-air missile, but it works pretty well. Anyway, I'll let you guys go.
Okay. Thank you, James. The call number is 512-248-8252. A friend of mine, she wrote a book critical of Bill Clinton during the Clinton presidency, and she had helicopters above her home several times. So this has been going on for decades, nothing new. Anyway, Kirk, the helicopter situation is concerning, and I like James' resolution with a bow and arrow and what would be.
Yeah, I'm not prepared to take that step just yet.
No, you don't do that unless you have no choice.
Right.
I recall the opening scene of one of my favorite films. It's a Vietnam film starring Burt Lancaster. Go Tell the Spartans. It's not well known. Go Tell the Spartans is the title of the film. The opening scene. This old Viet Cong, Viet Minh, he's obviously an old soldier with one eye. He's been fighting the Japanese, fighting the French, and now fighting the Americans. And he's walking across a rice paddy, and here comes an American helicopter, and he holds up his century-old bolt-action rifle, fires one shot, and you can see the helicopter billowing smoke immediately afterwards. It was pretty funny. Getting back to the my premise earlier, the parents and grandparents have to take charge of this. The outcome of the child's education is the responsibility of the parents and grandparents. The smart thing to do is to remove children from these public schools, either homeschool them or put them in a private Christian academy where you know for a fact that they'll be taught the basics and not have their children influenced by agents of communism to learn things that a child never needs to learn and not learn the things they should be learning, which is basic mathematics and language skills. That would be a smart thing to do. And of course, Kirk, as we all know, one of the few benefits of COVID was the dramatic increase in homeschooling. Parents found out that they could do what they thought they couldn't when it came to homeschooling, didn't they, Kirk?
That's right. And, you know, it's it's a difficult thing, you know, and it takes a lot of time and a lot of commitment, and, you know, it's not going to be super easy, obviously, if both parents are working, you know, maybe impossible if both parents are working. So it's a tough thing, you know, and I wonder for how much longer, you know, we're going to have the freedom to even do that. I think that'll be taken away as we move forward here, too. So, but you're right. I mean, that's one plausible solution, you know, for people if they have the ability to do it, you know, correctly. We were lucky in that regard. But it's just a sad circumstance, you know, for what's happening now. And we have to be very cautious and very awake, you know, moving forward, you know, watching everything that happens and taking actions accordingly. And of course, you know, preparations are paramount, because it's not going to be much longer until we see shutdowns and backups of inventory and other things happening, you know, probably some kind of a second pandemic that happens, that this time could be, more real than what we saw before. And I just think we have to exercise a great amount of caution.
We do. Once again, going back to the homeschool thing, necessity, or the term we've all heard, necessity is a mother of invention. Parents, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of parents all over the country really believe they could not homeschool their children. They believe that in their heart. They had no doubt whatsoever. But then things change, and they had no choice. The schools were shut down, and they had no choice but to assist in the teaching of their children home. And we're probably shocked to find out the materials being provided by the schools were not what they thought.
That's right.
And that was a wake-up call for hundreds of thousands of parents all over the country to find out what was really going on in these public schools, not what they thought was going on. And once again, I just want to keep emphasizing, don't let somebody else do it for you. Conservative Christian patriots for decades always thought that it'd be okay, that good conservative Christian patriots would be running for school board, running for a library board, running for a county commission, running for city alderman, when in fact it was communists frequently doing that, especially in the cities all over the country. Taking things for granted doesn't always work, does it?
No, it almost never works. Because the default mechanism is evil, and it's just the way it is. It's the way God designed it, and so it takes a lot of effort, to stand up to the ideals that most of us believe in, and no effort to descend quickly in the other direction. It's like, you know, what kind of effort does it take to grow weeds versus an award-winning rose garden? That's one example. And if you just let it sit, you know, it's gonna go downhill. And that's what we're seeing now. You know, I saw an interesting article, I guess it was yesterday, some of the hacker groups overseas, I think most of them are Russian-based, are saying that in the next 48 hours, they're going to shut down the European banking system. Have you seen that?
Not yet.
Interesting. Yeah, so they say it's going to happen by tomorrow. And, of course, what happens in Europe banking is going to affect us here in the U.S. We'll see if this comes to fruition. This is not a prediction.
I haven't seen the details. My wife gave me a heads up on that story this morning, early this morning. Russian hackers are known to be pretty good at what they do, aren't they?
Absolutely, 100%. And the most talented computer people I think that I've ever worked with come from Poland. And, if the European ancestry has anything to do with it, I think this could be very dangerous. And it's something that we need to watch out for. And again, you know, they're recommending that you pull a little cash out, make sure you've got enough, you know, to take care of food and other necessities for at least a few months if you can. I know many folks can't. And, again, it comes back to the prep. Folks, you can still buy relatively low-cost food at Sam's Club and the local grocery store. I mean, of course, the freeze-dried stuff is great. It's expensive. Not everybody can afford it. Do what you can to have enough on hand to certainly go 30, 60, 90 days. I mean, I think pretty much everybody, if they reprioritize, can make that happen. Very, very, very important. And remember, you know, we like to live our life with you know, watching out. We don't want to get too fat. We want to eat, you know, lower calorie vegetable based diets. Well, in prep scenario, it's all about calories. You want to get as many calories as possible in as you know, lightweight as possible. So you know, buy that junk food and stick it in the closet. I mean, do what you have to do to make sure you've got the calories to last, you know, 30, 60, 90 days at a minimum. And for goodness sakes, have the ability to filter and purify groundwater, because if the electric gets shut down, many folks are going to be without water. And that includes the people that have wells, because wells take water. And most of the submersibles that I've ever seen are all powered by 220. So it's not even like you could easily do it with a cheap generator. So it's something to think about. And on that note, we also have a wonderful device called the Simple Pump, which is a device that you hook up to your well. Allows you to pull water out of the ground up to 375 feet and actually put that water under pressure in a pressure vessel so that it'll flow directly into your house from there like it does right now. And that's a heck of a thing. I have one. I know, John, you bought one.
Right.
We've had 15, maybe 12, 15 people, you know, I know in the John Moore group that have bought them. Tremendous device. I mean, they're not cheap, but boy, is it worth it.
That's right. That's right. And I'm so glad I got mine. It took several months to get it. And when I took delivery, I was just so happy to have that. It gave me some peace of mind knowing that if the power grid's down, there's no electricity, that I can still pump water from my well and have it under pressure. So everything works as normal. The toilets are flush. I have water for a shower and so forth. That's some real peace of mind, Kirk. And I applaud you for making this available to my listeners. If you haven't got one yet, if you got well water, you need to work with Kirk. There's some engineering involved. You don't just point and click. There's some engineering give and take in terms of getting the device engineered properly so it'll work the way it's supposed to.
Yeah, each one is custom built, you know, to the specifications on the site. So different people have different static water levels and different requirements and elevation changes, perhaps, you know, from the well to the house and, you know, ways that they would have to hook up a tank if they don't have one accessible now. So, but it's definitely worth looking into. And even if you had the thing on hand and didn't install it yet, it really can be put in a few hours. We had some assistance. We have a relatively deep well, so we had some assistance with changing out the well cap, you know, to the custom one that comes with the unit. But after that well cap is in, boy, it took us half an hour, I think, to put the rest of it on. So it's a great system, very, very high quality, comes with extra seals and extra parts. And again, that's the Simple Pump. And we offer all the John Moore listeners a 5% discount on that product, which is a substantial savings. So give us a call. You can reach us directly at 336-525-1015. And we've got a lot of other products on special too, you know, for the spring sale. So give us a ring and we'll save you some money.
All right. Well, saving money is something people love to do, obviously. Well, I recall during the Tet Offensive, water was in short supply, and I was taking a bath out of an M1 steel helmet, and you know, that may not sound like a very good deal, but it was refreshing. I felt much better. I learned how to do it in a very hygienic way so that all the parts got cleaned that needed to be cleaned, and I felt refreshed and energized afterwards. And that M1 steel helmet had maybe 2 quarts of water in it. It's you do what you got to do. Hopefully, our listeners won't be reduced to taking a bath out of an M1 steel helmet. But you do what you got to do, don't you?
Absolutely. And a garden hose will work in a pinch, too, if you've got water under pressure.
Yep, water under pressure. As I sometimes tell people, you know you're in civilization when you can take a hot shower.
That's right.
seriously, my dad, he was a plumber, and he was in on Okinawa, and being a plumber, he'd been a plumber for quite a while before he got drafted. He set up hot showers for the men, and he got rewarded with an extra stripe on his uniform for his efforts.
I bet.
To be able to rig up those hot showers. Everybody loved it. They loved him.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, it was a big deal. Ladies and gentlemen, water is not optional. That's the bottom line. Water is not optional. So hopefully you'll make the right decision. Get what you need to have water under pressure. If you have a well, if you don't, you want the Ready Pure countertop water filter. And it's not optional. It's just not an option. If anything, it should be a high priority. It would be making sure you got water, right?
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, folks, you know, there's so many tragic diseases that are all waterborne. And it doesn't take more than a few days, you know, if the water system shuts down and people are forced to go to groundwater and pull water from other locations that they're not used to, that water is going to contain bacteria and organisms that are not going to agree with your digestive tract. And it doesn't take much for the real horror show to begin when that happens, because now all of a sudden you've got, you know, infected waste that you can't get rid of, and that, you know, further propagates the issue. So it's really a big deal. And you know, you've got to have the clean, healthy drinking. Well, a lot of people could benefit from this even right now by using the Ready Pure unit in their kitchen and creating the antioxidant water that we offer, you know, with that unit as an option, and experience the benefits of that healthy water in your system. I mean, the human body is an aqueous, you know, entity, and we need that water. We need it to be clean. If it has a mineral content, that's a plus. If it carries a negative electrolyte charge, that's a greater plus. And we offer all of those.
Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill.
They got to be tired, the Revs. They got to be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Kirk, we went through this hour pretty quick, as we typically do. Got a lot of great information out here to these folks. This Russian hacker threat against the European banks, I regard it as a clear and present danger to all of Western banking, including the United States. Why would they stop with Europe? It's just as easy to go ahead and hack American banks. Unless they have a lot of money in American banks they don't want disrupted, which is a possibility, too.
Sure.
So we've had a number of people prognosticating they should get their money out of the banks and just leave enough in there to take care of monthly bills. That for some people, that's what they'll be doing, isn't it?
Yeah, billions, tens of billions have left the banking system in just the last 6 months. It's tricky business. Got to be careful. Got to stay awake.
Right. Well, the bank I use is owned by a local family. They were all my pistol students. They've had been in the banking business for more than a century.
Oh, that's great.
Went through the Great Depression and didn't close their doors. So they're conservative. They do things right, and I'm very glad to have a relationship with them. But if you don't have that kind of relationship, you might want to seek out a small town bank that's been in business since before the Great Depression, because that shows a lot of good sense and decisions, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And I'll talk with you privately about the name of that bank.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind having a good conservative bank in Missouri be my bank.
Yep. Well, I could certainly help you with that. And we go on from there. We got Dr. Horowitz with us in a few minutes. And tomorrow, we have a new guest every week that will be Marie Lassiter, the county coroner of Texas County, Missouri. She's a scientist. She's the author of 3 books. It's going to be some fascinating discussions. I hope you can listen, Kirk.
I can. What time is that, John? Is that the first slot?
It'll be the third hour.
Third hour, Friday.
Right. So it'll be a lot of fun. Any final words for our listeners before you get away?
No, just give us a call. Let us help you with your water needs. You know, whether you think you have them or not, I can assure you that you do. And there's a number of very serious threats involved with the water supply, no matter what your source is. And we can help you with that in an economical fashion.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully people will do that and get what they need to survive whatever's coming at us. So, Kirk, I want to thank you very much, and we look forward to having you back next Thursday, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Okay, appreciate it. We've got a top-of-the-hour break coming through momentarily, and we'll have Dr. Lynn Horowitz with us. I would like to refer to him as a man with his brain on fire, because that's what he is. What a guy. Taking on complex lawsuits against people like Pfizer, for example. I don't know any lawyer that would do that, but he's doing it as a non-lawyer. But God bless Dr. Horowitz. He has been warning us about biological warfare for more than 2 decades. And now it's time to really heed his warnings. Here's a break. We'll be right back.
John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back, to the U.S. I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.